Samach Dalad and Masech Shavas by the Rosh Hashiva, Sixth Shir and Pirkei Matzniah continued, Chof Nisan Hatoshim Emches, June 10th, 1988, on Friday continued.
We call that whether the Hebrews walk in the north or walk there. But when there was a lot of traffic in the Gada, so then many men so used to walk on the sidewalk, which wasn't like our sidewalk. They were running the elevated things near the buildings. So, and it was very narrow, and in order to alleviate the traffic, many of the people, instead of walking in the gutter together with the neighbors, so they walked on the elevated stones near the building. So there's machlokes rabbanan and Rav Lezer as to whether the Shabbos is chayav or not. But how sidewalks next to the Rishus Rabbim itself? Next to the Rishus Rabbim itself is the other side. But in view of the fact that ordinarily when there wasn't the agriculture, so the people also walked in the gutter, not on the sidewalk, not on the side of the story. Some melee, even according to the blessing, that is chayav for Shabbos, but it's not the main place where the rabbi walked. Some melee in Shikha is king. That's what he knows. A purse has an opening. So let's say some melee, suppose he takes out the purse, and this is the purse, and that purse. So here is the opening. You open it up, there's a button, or there's a zipper, and you open it up. So suppose he pulls out the purse, it's a long purse, so here is the Rishayot, and here is the Rishayot. So he pulls it out, so the bulk of the purse is already outside, and the mouth, the pair of the purse, is also outside. You can easily, let's say, there are many coins, money, in the purse. You can open it up, or zip it up, and take out all the money. So melee is considered already Canaan, because you already have the control. According to Mandroma, you will not be hired until the whole purse is pushed into the Rishon Lezion. Because suppose it's in this situation and here's the knowledge of the purse, so you're already hired capable. Where the high thing, because it's already the shoe sale, the coins of the purse. So, in the purse. But it's not high, so it's not me. So, you know, and to see that there is P, not enough. So, if, let's say, that there is P, then the mouth of the purse is already outside first. So, not enough. So, it's already changed before. He makes the total anoche on the purse. Hoche maeskine dafke der shuyo. So mele, he can't even take it out. So he's not chayav. So he's not kenyan because he doesn't have access to the money. So goyikim kim chalomo, that's the place of his stage. So he can easily tear out the stage. And mele, he has access to it. So he should be king. He bore him after, be shot. So the mother says, Vinas, when there is a big piece of silver bullion. So in other words, so it's not coins, nickels, dimes, quarters, I mean, but a big piece of silver. A big piece of silver. So Mele, as long as part of the silver is still in the bodies, so the Ganesh is not taking the whole silver, even the part that is inside out. So the Gemara asks the Kashe, the Chidud Yike Shamsin, Morphically Akpume, Vishore, Vishokir, Vishamsin, are given it away because usually the purses had straps. So Mele, so Morphically Akpume, where the mouth is, and then he has access, so he's came already. He's came already the silver, but Shabbos is not high because he's still a given Gavoy. The fact that he has access, he can do the power, he has control, that's effective regarding the kingdom of the neighbor, but not regarding the three Shabbos. Yeah. So the Gemara says the Lekish Shabbos has no straps. The boy is saying that the Israel and the Kalachi it's wound around. Machte kevei ben asa shkati gatsore kol man shkis nit nui kome u pafino fin dike shalom se nitsui ishe kirin mod vat kum di shoko u mas nit nui kome u ni shabes u ni chaye bad u mod piko u ni shalom se da u lodi u ovi vishu za yoke i chao li yotsu so u si kham diz gnore the gnore the gane should be kene yes to have control of it yes to be able to figure out but if it is in such a position that you can't figure out so it's not shy of the same kingdom. Was it going to come to Nisham Lechai, and not to Nisham Zlal, and not to Nisham Yochai, and Shal Yotsu, and not to Nisham Yochai, and not to Nisham Yochai, and not to Nisham Yochai. All right. וכן אמר רבי אלו ישם המקופן לית וקשוי מדלויים אבל מייחר וחייב אבל מכסב הרגת לי לא ישמע יגד אביי אומר, אפילו מייחר הוא פותר, so that only to serve a rabbit who is made up. So that means that Abaye holds, that, Robert holds, that rabbit who is, in other words, Abaye says, Apilu Miyacharu Potter, why even though the Charu are so many Charu, that are already outside, so, but he's Potter because of the Agapri, and Robert says that Miyacharu is higher, even though they are over to the Kele, that Agapri is Loishmeyag. So,
Loishmeyag.
Then Gemara says that was original, but then they reversed their shittas. Come Abaye, we should trust the Rabbi. Come Rabbi, we should trust the Abaye. So at first, Avrobe was the one who held that Abaye lo shmeyagi, and Abaye held shmeyagi. Then they reversed themselves. At the end, Rabbi was the one who said that Abaye shmeyagi, like a Yechanan. And the Abaye said at the end that Agit please, loish me Agit like Chesed. And we passed him like Hadith and then like water there. Called Baraj Vashina Chosmudan, the Chlipon. The Rome Ada Rome. So anyway, Rome at the end held that Agit please, me Agit. So it's a Kash. The Rome the Agit. Rabbi, the Rome da Abaye da Abaye, the Rome, Yidma, Hameitzi Keres Reshu Sarabi, Abaye Oma Biyad Chayev, Bichli Potea, so if somebody is Meitzi Keres Reshu Sarabi, in other words, I stand wieder ist Fayochit, der Rosh Hashanah, I made the prayers, I stretch out my hand, and hand was the prayer, and I hold it in the Rosh Hashanah, hold it in the Rosh Hashanah. So, Abayom Abiyat Chayet, the teeth he stretches out and say, I have an arm in my hand. And I stretch it out inside the house. So then the yard is fire. The high, even though I'm standing in the shrapnel, so it's all good. There is an agent yard. So if I hold the target yard, that's why it's high. It's a pole. He puts it in a tree, and he puts it in let's say there is mustard, many mustards. So in the tree, and part of the tree he places inside the house, and part of the tree is still outside the house. So he is potter, because Agad Kli is Shmeyad. So Agad Yad, Abai holds, it seems, that Agad Yad is Rosh Meyaget, and Agad Kli is Shmeyaget. The Rav Omar, the reverse, the Yad potter b'chli chayet. So the Yad is potter, because Agad Yad is Shmeyaget, and Kli chayet, Agad Kli Rosh Meyaget. So it's counter to what Rav said at the end. So it's a stira and it's contrary to what Abaye said at the end. So the Gemara says Eicha. In other words, you have to reverse. Hamesi Kiras Yeshu Sarabi. So Abaye Omar Bechli Yechayeh. Because Agit Kli Rosh Meyageh. The Yadis Poter because Agit Yadish Meyageh. The Rav Omar the Yad Chayeh. Because Agit Yadi Rosh Meyageh. And the Kli Poter because Agat Kli Ishmei Yad Chai Vishos Apine, Lal Pishikus Vishay Yochi, Lal Min Agat Kli Ishmei Yad, Gekli Pota Kol Mashi Kipsa Kli Beitse, Yad Pota Dabe Gufe Ishmei Yad, Yod Igos Agufe Kvire, Gekli Chai, Vikashi Atavai, Mashi Akli Vishi Tolson, Soi, Nal Gmore Sikashi, Yad Ishai, Sonogo Ishode, says that the Yad is high. So if I stand here in the Rosh Hashanah and I put my hand, I have an orange in my hand, and then I stretch it out into the Rosh Hashanah, so I'm higher, even though it's Ogut, it's still Ogut to the Rosh Hashanah.
Why is it Ogut?
It's attached, because the head.
You catch your body that's there in your shoes, so your heart
is on the body, and the orange is inside the head. So the more I say, the attire that man, Porsche Balabais is Shadu Chulutino, Toron Teho, Eid Balabais, who stands inside. So he stretches out his hand outside. And then he takes it out from his hand. So the Balabais makes that kiren, the only makes that noche, oi shino sanui, we say chok and hich nis, or suppose I stand, and the Balabais has to chalk and enter. And then the only puts something in, and then he pulls it back inside the house. So, Seicho, oi shino sanui, say chok and hich nis. So we see that Pasha Balabais is Shadow Chutz and not Lonim Teicho. So sin is the only Midah. So Mele both are potter, because the Balabais need only an Akira, he didn't make Anoche, the only Anoche. But if we say that Aged Yad is Loishmei Aged, so then it should be considered that the moment when the Balabais stretches out his hand outside, so then it's already anoche inside. So So this kasha again started. The more you get carried, hosom the violin of you will hover matter. So the Mishnah, the more says, over there, when he stretches the last hand, so the hand is more than you will walk from the ground, from the floor. So the male, as Rashi says, the time of Mishnah will knock, the Lord Mishnah will knock. So true, Agad, who plays Lord Mishnah, but here there is no Anoch. Takes this at the end says another Pshat. The Rini for it. Hosan Malin, if you would be so named by the Shmiyah, the Yomar Fair Kam, Yodi was a Gufiko, Hochan Matin to Ashbat. Not because there is no Anoch. Because we say, why is there Anoch at all? The hand is inside the house. The hand is inside the house. So Malin, it should be considered. Is the reason or no? The reason is because when does what they say the target yad is rishmi yad when the hand is pocket from the bottom from the card, so then there is a lochay of level. So that means that the arm that is my hand that is raised one tefach above the floor is really on the floor. But it's attached to the roof that stands outside. So we say, Abed Yad Loishmea. But it's Loishmea. Mashein Chei. Mashein Chei. Where it's more than you from. So there's no aloha blubber. So then Abed Yad Ishmea. Not because there is no aloha. These are the two things. Inei hosma in the gimel inei laf miyage hanochalek kipir bitumus laf miyage. But where is the hanoche? The hanoche is where? In the avir of the bais. The avir of the bais. So in Mela there is no hanoche. But if it's pachas in the gimel, so then because of the hanoche of lobot, so the hanoche is on the floor. He kshu arabo mochom. The rabbi who make him assist in the rishit of the phone here about today, you are not going to finish your mochadam yet. The hard problem with my iso hoche, and my shneim to rabbi applies the first mission in Shabbos. Ziehst du schon ab, steigen schon ab und tun, und steigen schon ab und tun. Geht's. Homi in die Bachut, und bei der Beine gefühlt. Der Homi ist dann da und zahlt. Und bei der Beine ist ihm zahlt. Und Porsche hat der Homi ist hier mit mir. Und nur Sam, der ist hier nicht bei der Beine. So der Homi made the Akira, von der Rischus Rabi, and when he puts it, der Hilfe, und die Hände bei der Beine ist ihm zahlt, so ihm ist dann noch, so ist es halt. Oy shenot al miteicha, oy shenot al miteicha behitzi. Oh, if the only stretched out an empty and then he took out the chayfet from the barbaisen and then he pulled it back to him, so he made the akira from the rishtalafi. And then when he pulled it back towards himself, so he made anoch in the rishtalafi, so he's high. So Rami Chayva Rais Papa. Now, then, the Gemara, the Dalai, Esikash, the Dalai Dham Dalai. The seventh line from then the other. Poshat the Rami Shem, Amai Chayva. Poshat the Rami Shem, Yodei, Eri, he puts it into the hand of Balabai. So where was Dham Mochi? In the hand of Balabai. But, there is a loche of a kiren a loche al that moki down down out. Let's say suppose you have the shrabi here a little chip set up. Then somebody would put the hand a certain chilpet on the little chip. Since it doesn't have down down out the surface of the chip, it's not a real anoch, it has to be anoch anoch and chosh v'dal v'dal. The hand of the person is not v'dal v'dal. So why is it considered as a real anoch? The final maskhon of the Gemara is that Jodin Shalom Shor, even though its measurement is not v'dal v'dal, the anoch v'dal v'dal is because to make it a double chosh. But Jiyat is a mokim choshev anyway, even without it. But here the Gemara assumes that if he doesn't have manush dalet al dalet tochim, dalet tochim, he don't have four tochim here. So mele, it's not a mokim chosh. So why is the only chay? Am I chay or bin akil anoch ma mokim dalet dalet dalet? Oma rabbe, omane rabbe akil. That we don't need down the dalet. Says put the machine in the. So the fact that it's called in the Abu is Hatzanamach. It's certainly not lying. I mean, not in Hoshek Dal Dalet, it's lying in the Abu. So we saw that it doesn't require Hanoch Al Dal Dalet in Dal Dalet. For that. And we, how do we know that Achille doesn't require? And Lochet al Dalet, none of them is a Yochid, it's a Yochid, which is a Rab in the Amsa, Rabbi Kide, the Chaya Chompik, and Rabbi Kide Sova Amin, and Kudz, and Shem Zadami, and Rabbi Nisad, and Leah, and Kudz, and Zadami. Anyway, so Rabbi, then, the more applies the Mishneh, not that Kalibur, I think, but Rabbi applies the Mishneh, how we did the Rabbi Kide, and who says, Kudz, and Shem Zadami. So he says, according to Rashi's pshat, that even though Orfe says that Aged Yad is Lishmi Aged, but only if the hand is stretched out, Tochas, even Tochas, and the hand, so then there is Anoch. But if the hand is stretched out more than 3 Tochim, and the hand, so Anoch is like it. So basically, the Kashi, the Rabbi, the heart of my soche, a mice name to it, but my one gimel rabbachine, my matam gimel rabo. If we say to the Kinshoch of that, some mele, there is, it's considered like Anoch, as the Anoch. Now, what do we say from this basis? And from other basis, what's the pshat? But Akiva says that the one throw of the chayvins, Nishis Hayochid, Nishis Hayochid, Derech, Nishis Harabi, and so is Chayim. Chayituchato is the super, why? Because when we throw from Nishis Hayochid to Nishis Hayochid, Derech, Nishis Harabi, so the moment it passes through the Nishis Harabi, it's going to the Nishis Harabi. So there is another Nishis. Then it keeps on traveling again, so There are two choices. One is Shayoch is Rabin, and one is Rabin. So what's the pshat? Is the Anoche considered in the Abir, or could Shinuch Adabir? The pshat is that it's considered as if it's on the floor. So from this basis, we see that the pshat includes the Shinuch Adabir. It's not that the Anoch is in the Abir. This he says, according to Rabbi Kive, so it's from Matam Gil. Why is it Matam Gil? No. Put me sure for Damir, but the Anoch is in the Abir. Hi, in the Abir. So this, from this, we see that the Pshat in Kutu Shekhtam is not that the Anoch is in the Abir, but that the Anoch is below, even though it doesn't rest there. But it passes, so every moment it passes through a certain spot in space above, it's considered as it fell down, and then it travels again. That's what it takes in my mind. And from the Rambam, Pershan Mishneh, in Paul, we see the same thing. It's not so Pershan. That's the same thing. We say, the pshat of the Dami is that the Anochi is in the Abir itself, not that it's considered as if it had been a Bema. Now, There is a Gemara. It's working that the Gemara of the Sedition in Tor. Vom Rabbe, that the Gemara is working. The Yom Rabbe, the Blessed Machine is from the Kid Rabbe Yom Ro. The Yom Havora Skriel got mocking Tommy Kimun out of it. The plan, Hoyo Yimit Kutus Lutana, the Sheriff Lutana, the Heishi Chodo Lechalim, and the Chalim is above the Tana. And in the Tana there is a Sheriff, a Sheriff. And if it recharis is mitanei mitechet. So, but, binotu as a lagin. Lagin means the kelim and the nechatus. So, if let's say, if the kelim, the lagin, would be put inside the tunnel, then of course it comes down. Because the avi of the recharis is mitanei, there is a sheretz in the teich of the tunnel. But he just moved it over above the tunnel. So the Chachamim say that the lagim, the mechatos, do not become contaminated. And Rabbi Akiva says they become contaminated. So the Rosh is, the memory is, the Havoras Kliyal Gabi Mokim Tomei Kimun Havan. But, it's in Glade, but you look up in the Persha Mishnah of the Rambam, Paul Perjit, Mishnehe, I think, it's Mishnehe, yes. So the Rambam says, Rabbi Akiva Lishitose, who says the Shabbat is good to the Mishnah in Chotam. Now, so we see from the Rambam too, the Shabbat of the Mishnah is not that the Anoche is a bog. If the Anoche is a bog, how could it become contaminated? Not that it's considered that it's below. So we see the Rambam Shit is also. Anyway, so here this is the application of Rabbi Akiva Soba, Rabbi Soba, Gush Meir. ויודעים לפורש חוסר מיילה מגימון, ישראל נאמר בשני עלי, כי לא אומר פרקם, יודע בוס הגופי גוף, הוכל מאתי מגימון בלש, not like Rashi, because לש מיאגד בתנוח is like, but even if we say that אגד יעד is לא ישמי אגד, but למיילה מגימון it is שמי אגד, because it is שמי אגד, even though there is a locher, hanoch has goofy, hanoch has goofy, but that's only shayach when the yad and the goof are in the same rishus. But when the person stands in the rishus rabbi, and the hand is in the rishus ayochi, then we do not say, hanoch has goofy, hanoch has goofy. So the mele, since it's attached to the goof that's standing in the rishus rabbi, but so the mele, it is shmei aged, and we cannot say Hanoch has gufei, Hanoch has chedizam. Now, Rashi in Shabbos says something very strange and unfamiliar as the Kashi. The Rambam Tanora also says the same thing. Oishim, not on Miseicho, the Hitzia Chivet, he took it out from the Balabai's hand, he made a kire, and then he pulled back his hand to the Rishnayochi, Veinia Bershusarabi, Dovid Lano. So Rashi emphasizes, only if he puts down, when he pulls back the hand, he put it out on the floor of the Rishnayochi. Why? Yes, guys. He's standing there in the same of the shoes. As long as the hand is in one of the shoes and the goof in other shoes, we don't say anything. But the moment you put it back, so the hand and the goof are in the same of the shoes, Shalom is not. That's what we are saying. And the Rambam Tanora said the same thing. So currently we see from Rashi that when we say when there is a mindset, Hanoch has goofy. So in other words, if let's say, I, Shimon, is standing in the Rishayachi. And I, the Meitzi from Rishayachi, have made an offer. Instead of putting it down on the floor, in the Rishayachi, I put it on the shoulder of Shimon. So then we say, I'm not going to put it on the floor. Because there is a nice animal. Because when a person stands And the Rosh Hashanah doesn't mean that he speaks that much. He speaks the shoulder everything. So when I put on his shoulder, it's like putting on the Rosh Hashanah. But only when there is a nice hand. But here, when I stand in the Rosh Hashanah, I stretch out an Indian. When I take out something from the Balbaisen, and then I pull it back, and I don't put it down on the floor, so there is no mice on the hand. When a person walks, and he stops, and he has in his pocket, he has hafotzim, so mele, he makes a hanoche with his feet on the floor in the Rosh Hashanah. So it's not only a hanoche of the feet, the hanoche of the feet, of the hands, of the head, of the shoulder, of the godin that he wears also on the floor. But when he stands in the same place, he doesn't make him my son or his bouquet on the floor of the shizrat. He just pulls it back. So there, in my son or his life, that's why Rashi Shitosi says, the Rebbeinu Gimel, not because it's in different issues, but because Rashi Shitosi is not the Chayda has to be my son. So Hanoch is lacking, but he's less. He's still come Rashi in the Shabbos. No, he's still here. I'm sorry that I'm in the Rashi, because my son has to take care of him. He is powerful. It's Friday, I'm always in the Rashi.
Shir Samachim, Masach Shabbos by the Rosh Hashiva, 7th Shir in Perak Matzmiachov, Zayin Sivan, Hitoshim, Ches, June 12th, 1988, on Sunday.
Ragle, the pig, let's say he put something in his mouth. So if it is, it can be. So that's in Mishnah in Chasis. That if somebody, let's say, carries out, it can be the Shishrabi, and he socks the candy. So Mary is higher because he's a dwarf of people. But let's say, suppose you put a handkerchief in your mouth, it's not a dwarf to carry a handkerchief in your mouth. So you're not chayim. Rachiyodi beragle b'pi of marpake. Marpake, so tasteless is the whole discussion. Taser says, and that's what all the most Rishonim say. The Malkut means the elbow, in other words, to carry out the elbow, so that's not the natural way of carrying out it. Biosne, Zia, Sare, Dose, Pier, Mato, Pudose, Haluke, Ubisvas Haluke, Manale, puts in an object in the shoe. So, it's not a derech. Bimnale, Sandale, Potash, Oreitzik, derech, Hamitzi. Rashi. Shechim Masa, because of you so, Vimini, Smeu, Vichayim, Kerechar, שם רבי מצוקה יהודי מוצוסי שאומר בשם רבי שמפירש באשס ירושלמי ופעולה סבוזו בנער נקה שם רמויר כתרס אסמי ונחסתומי בשם רמי שחו שם נחו דילים שם נחו פסמיר והכתרס בחיקי והחפיתים וקטה All these things represent carrying not in the most usual way. It's not the most usual way. Usually, and let's say today, when a person carries out something, how do you carry it out? Not even in the head. Usually, all right, these small objects, and many people will carry it, but that's not the usual way, not the most usual way. The most usual way of carrying out is in the pocket. And it's there's a shame, it's also the same. So why do, that's exactly why we need the Yalfusa Kamunishki. Because there is no Yalfusa Kamunishki that if somebody carries out an object and the pocket is high. Possibly because it wasn't done, I know in those days it wasn't, I didn't know whether it got in head pockets. In the head, it wasn't the most usual way. But today, that's the most usual way. So, it's enough that there is a block of its own religion. But in every particular form of carrying, there's the most usual way. But to carry out the right and the left hand, it is natural way, but it's not the most usual way. So that's why we have to resort to the office foundation. But to carry out the pocket, that's the most usual way. If that is not it, so what is it so? That's the most usual way. Okay, so Rashi says, Aisha. But Tisha says, I don't know what Aisha is.
It's here.
Under the arm. But Tetzlis says that it's Hushikir and Kuda, in other words, the elbow. And that's the pshat. But there is no Machkinimili Dine. It's only a Machlekes in the pshat of the meaning. Whether it means Aladam or it means elbow, everybody knows that either way is not a natural way of carrying things. It's not a natural way of carrying things. Some matter, but it's only a shadow in the meaning. But there are many lies that now became means the elbow. Because it is a whole year, nothing there to be cast. I will feel in my way there, it's always but how we can serve at a thing. Oh, my God, the Lord, I made it, he must only my way, my soul, Now the loch is that Moshus Arabi, the Avia, only up to 10 Tfoch has it in Moshus Arabi. But the Avia, the Nile of 10 Tfoch, is the Mokim Tfoch. The Mokim Tfoch. So one could say, if somebody would carry out the Chifetz on the shoulder, usually the shoulder of the person is more than 10 Tfoch from the ground. Yes, it's very, very short. So he should be put because he carried Aladamas in Mokim Tur. He didn't carry Aladamas in the Rishus Arab. So it's not like that.
Shechinas of Nikos, because the Nikos, the Levim, when he carried the Oren, so he carried it on the shoulders. But it was certainly a move. Even if they hadn't been unusually tall, as the mother points out that they were very tall. The Shneis were only the Shabbeinu, all the Levim. But even an ordinary person today who is not usually tall, the Sheva is certainly above 10 fucking from the ground. Now, what is 10 tefachim in terms of inches? So there are all kinds of shiurim, all kinds of shiurim. Let's say it all depends whether an amu is 18 inches, or an amu is 20 inches, or an amu is 22 inches, or an amu is 24 inches. So the biggest shiur in an amu is 24 inches, within 4 inches. If we say an amu is 18 inches, it's 6 tefachim in an amu, so a tefach is 3 inches, so 10 tefachim is 30 inches. If we say that the biggest shear, that an amu is 24 inches, and there are 6 tefachim in an amu, so a tefach is 4 inches, so 10 tefachim is 40 inches. So in other words, the range is between weight 30 inches and 40 inches. Rabbi Feinstein passed this, that it's 36 in a certain fraction inches. All right, doesn't make any difference. But if not for the alfusim from mass of Nikki Horse, I would say that if somebody is meitzi on the shoulders, even though it's kiderach hamitzin, all right, but he's potter because the tzoyer was in the mokim tour. So that's another yalfus from us in the post, that it's not considered to be the tzoyer in the mokim tour. So now, by the way, I mean, this is very much negated in regard to the shear of the towers, Paul Scott. What is an amo? Because an amo is kidei be yorubi shal kotin or ilo bashur, can be the kotin is 10 years old, 11 years old. So mele, it's amo al amo. So that's why, if you want to buy a kotin, so you can get 18 by 18, you can get 20 by 20, 22 by 22, and the biggest talus kotin is 24 by 24. That's the tallest part in Islam. 24 by 24. Because that's the biggest shear. That's the biggest shear. Some melee, that's taller in these chashveis. So I made it to mass of my mass of Tvachim Chayiv, Shechinas of Nikos, Umas of Nikos, Nolon, Tichsiv, Alamishkon, Balamit, Beyah, Sovit, Marek ish mizbeach un mishkon. Ma mishkon yudameis at mizbeach yudameis. So, how do we know that the Nikos, so they kept that it was the Milo Masor Tvachim? Tichsiv ala mishkon ala mizbeach sovit. Ma kish mizbeach un mishkon. Ma mishkon yudameis at mizbeach yudameis. U mishkon yufen nolon. תחסיב עשר עמס ערך הקרש תחסיב ביפרס עשר המשכון ואום הרב מי שרבינו פירסי מכאן נתו לומד גיבון שלווים עשר עמס נדורס so you only know that מי שרבינו was unusually tall but the more at first equated the height of the other living with the height of מי שרבינו I mean there is a basis to say that because they were related. So in other words, if Moshe Rabbeinu was so tall, that means it was in the genes. If it was in the genes, so the other being who were only close relatives of Moshe Rabbeinu were also so tall. So Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu,
und mir die Chontune, die Mille, die Meiteis, til temil, utre til temilitachas, the ten finger is carried on the shoulder with ropes tied, so in one third of the body is above the shoulder, and two thirds are beneath the shoulder. So that means one third of ten amo. One third of ten amo is above the shoulder. And two thirds of the tenamo of the mizbeach of the mishkan is below the shoulder. Now let's see Rashi. Ameitzi ma'asher emalo miyud ma'abiri da'ave biyodei ve'ini alzei v'gobeya minaoretz asoro koma v'ibimunach alzei ve'inas nizni. Now so Rashi points out, but of course it's based on the same alfus. Rashi is only pointing out that in regard to the case where he carried it down on the shoulder, so the Alfuse from Masach Mikahos is mentioned in the Mishnah. We don't have to. That's the Milo Masor, but you could say maybe only accepted the Alfuse Hamasek Mikoros only tells us accepted because that's the way it was done. So Agora says now, not that to say, but definitely make of accepted on the monitor. If there is a special verse apostle that is higher, even though it's a Milo Masor, so even if he carries it in the hand. In the hand he could carry it below us or also if he keeps the hand down. But suppose he keeps the hand up and he carries an object, he's also carried. You know how to must needs me what it manazil our damage became so my sort is very bad here. Our main in my law my sore we should sarab in that gezeire. Now, on this point, there is a basic machlokes between Tesvos and Erev and Bafi, Lamed Gimel and the Rambam. And most Rishonim are like the Rambam. Tesvos says, since we have to resort to a special Yarfusa Tamimishka, that Hameitzi Mayo Masor is Chayef, otherwise it's a use bottle. Choice Kidah Hameitzi, fine. But he has to be the Shusarabi. If he carries it in his hand or in his shoulder, the Lamayim Asoro, so he carries it in effect in the mocking tool, so he should be caught. But we have a special officer. So the special officer only tells us that he is chayev, even though in the course of the carrying over the Dalet Amis and Shusarabi, it was carried in the space that is actually in the mocking tool. But the Hanoche has to be on a car, or lower than 10 tefachim from the car. Let's say there's a packet, and the packet is lower than 10 tefachim from the car. It fits the object in there, it's okay. But, so now the Gemara says at the beginning of Shabbos, that Hanoche is gufeik, Hanoche is chedik, Akira is gufeik, Akira is chedik. So you don't have to be a care from the car. Let's say I have something in my pocket, or I have in my hand. You understand? then I make up my goof and I start walking. So the Akira and the goof is considered an Akira and the goof. Or when I start after the distance of Galadans, so I make up Nochas goof. So it's considered a Noch and the Chetz goof, even though the Chetz remained in his end. He didn't pull down on the floor. Because our Akira's Gufei, the Akira's Gufei. And Anochas Gufei, the Anochas Gufei. So it's the stream that from the Gimel and Aleph says, in the case of Meitzi Maso, the Bayo Maso, I carried this handkerchief, the Bayo Maso. So I'm higher, but I'm only higher if when I stop after walking Galadames, I put it down on the floor. All the whole pockets, I put it in my pocket. That is low, that is less than 10 tefachim from the car. But if I stop and I still keep the handkerchief in my hand, I'm not higher. Because the Anoche has to be Moshe Rabbi. If the Anoche is... So two Anochas, two big Anochas, that is only Shayach. It's within the Yitvochen from the car. But if it's a mile off the Yitvochen from the car, okay, then we don't say, I'm not as good, I'm not as good. Why? Because I'm not as good. The whole mission, first mission in Shabbos of Poshach, they say, the Chut tells us a certain basic aloha. We saw it in the Tesis. And Tesis says here that we, because over there the reason is why it's Anoche, because Anoche's Gufei Anoche's Chetek from it. When do we say Anoche's Gufei Anoche's Chetek from it? If the Yad and the Guf are in the same issues. But suppose the Guf stands in the Rishus Rav, and he stretches out his hand and into the Rishus HaYochid, let's say, the other way around, the Balabais stretches out an empty hand, and then there's a Chifetz in the Oni's hand, so the Oni takes out the Chifetz from the Balabais takes out the Chetes from the Oni's hand, and then pulls his arm back again into the Balabais, and he remains standing. So then he's Chayev. Why is he Chayev? Because the goof, when he pulls back his arm, so then the goof of the Balabais and the hand of the Balabais are both distinguished. But when the Balabais has a chifetz in his hand and he pulls it into the outside, and then the Oni takes out the chifetz from his hand, so both have to, because the Balabais made a kireh, the Oni made Anoch. But the question is, since we say Anoch has good karma, has good karma, let the Balabais be high, he stands here with the hand. There's a mixture, and then his hand is in the Balabais, even if the Oni takes out handkerchief from his hand. But the moment the hand is within the confines of the house, so we should say Anoch has good karma, has good karma, as if it had been on the floor of the house. We don't say that. Why? Because we only say Soldier. We only say Hanochasgufik and Hanochasrifet if the goof and the hand are in the same issues. But if, let's say, in other words, if suppose I walk down the lambs and then I stop and I have a chifet in my hand, I'm high because the goof is in the same issues in the Rishus Rabbi, and the hand is in the same issues. But if the Balabais, his goof is standing in the Rishus Hayochid, and he pulls out his hand that has an object in the hand, and then the only takes it out, so the Balabai is not higher because he doesn't make Anoche. Why don't we say Anoche Tzkubik Anoche Tzkubik? Because when the hand is in the bayis, I mean the hand is outside Moshe Sarabi, and the goof is in the bayis, so the goof and the hand are not in the same rishus, then we don't say Anoche Tzkubik Anoche Tzkubik. So Mele Teisu says the same thing. True, we have Exeris HaKosov, that Mavia, Masol, Mael, Masol is higher, but only when he stops, he puts it down. He puts it down on the floor, on the ground, which is Rabbi, all of the apostles in the packet, that is less than 10 tefachim from the ground, which is Rabbi. But if when he stops, he keeps the chitetz in his end, so then his end is where? The Mael Masol is Tefachim. So the goof is in the Rishus HaRabi, and the hand is in another Rishus, it's in the Mokim Tor. So it's like the hand of the Balabai is stretching out into the bais. So we don't say Anoch HaSkufik, Anoch HaSkufik. That stays the Shita in the Eirat Dafni. But the Shita of the Rambam, the Shita of the Rashbo, in the Eirat means that he is higher, even if he doesn't put the Chayfetz on the ground, or lower than the Tefachim, even if he stops and he keeps the Chayfetz in the hand that is higher than the Tefachim. Why? Because according to Rambam, Rashbo, and Moses Hashem, there is a difference between the case where he stretches out his hand, so then the goof and the hand are separate shuyas on the horizontal level. And there is outer level. I mean, the goof is here, and the hand is here. The hand is here. Mashiach came when he stands there, which is Rabbi. So the goof and the hand are in separate rishuyos. But it's not on a horizontal level. It's on a vertical level. On the vertical level, so it's the same mocking. It's the same mocking. Because the lower level and the upper level is the same mocking, but on a horizontal level is a different mocking. So mele here we do say, even though the hand is in the mocking too, and the goof in the Rishus HaRabim, we still say Anoche Tzkubik Anoche Tzkubik. But according to Tesis, it doesn't make any difference whether the hand and the goof are in different Yeshuas on a horizontal level or on a vertical level. So that's the basic machlekes between Tesis and Rabbim. Right. So, the Rashi, Ashal HaMishkan, Bikala Achotem Ishtoyat, Nidea, Gobe Yudamis, Yehutzah Lisein, Biklo Yushal Yudamis Rochom, Uman, Mikayim Bikimu Amis Kimosei, Misvasei Yifu Malo, Uman, Mikayim Bikimu Hei, Biklo Yusvas, Nidea, Chol Malo, כך נפרי בזבוכים שהיה קלוי מתזבו במייס. מכאן אתה לא מזכות על תאיתו שור הלווים נמד לי כמייש. Because at all, לווים and מוישה were related. So if מוישה was unusually tall, the לווים were also unusually tall. תלות המיליל, וכין במזבח יודה מייס. והוא נעשי בקטף, כי תפסיד את מייקוס ונוסם, והלווים יודה מייס, כמיד להטיל תלמיילו מראשי הנמצאיתי נמצא גובי מן האורץ קורב רשלי של יהודה מייס דאבד טו בטווייס המטרוחים because if the מזבח was 10 אמס tall and then they carried the מזבח one third of the 10 אמס above their shoulders so one third of 10 אמס is 3 אמס and the third of an אמס 3 ames and the third of an ame. So mele, it's much more than 10 tvachim. The boy is saying, or then the Gemara says, the boy is saying, no, the Oma Ma'af, or in Kisho, the Kafir Estefa, Harei can you? ובמירה דחול תונה דמידלה במיתית tiltum liel utrei tiltum lera ishtakach dil malam yud habikoy iboyisim lidvili wherever is according to the first lashon. We assume that that all the levim were unusually tall, so it's a flush only shrabbeinu was so tall. We have no riot that's all the levim, but they carried the arm, and the arm was ten tvachim tall. So mele again, since one third of the ten tvachim was above the shoulder, so mele it was limailam yitvachim because the orin did not come in contact with the ground of the Rishus Harabim. So mele, the upper portion of the orin that was above the shoulder was certainly
higher
than 10 tefachim from the ground. They mason the Mizbeah Govea Minoret, so they see the Mutvachim, Umor in Gomolo, the Blazer is Takamal Mutay to that link gives the Gimel Kimlam is Komeino. Have a Mutres Tvachim, the Orin in Tolly Matum Gisem, the Bofrochim, the Bishlish Tera. Is Taka the Gevea Yud, the Yetzeya, Namitz Rashi says that every child of people up to the shoulder, he means, is Yutrestvach. Is Yutrestvach. That's approximately correct today, too. It's up to the shoulder, it's Yutrestvach. The Orin told him at Pisein Elevothvach, and basically he said, Ishtakar the Yerveya Yud Vyeiseya. That's why Ramesha asked him. I mean, I really don't understand the Psalm of Pish. But the Mechitz has to be 18 Tvach. Right, talking up to the shoulders, right up to the shoulders. I mean, the Sabbath, I read it again. This is so tiny, right up to the shoulders. Monefshach, he says, he writes that, I think it's a strong time. Either it is tent for him, or it has to be so high to prevent his tackles. So it's like the Mechitze of Ezekiel, so it's down in Amis. Why up to the shoulders? All right. It's a little strange, Ramesh's psak, that it has to be 18 tvachim. But where did Ramesh get 18 tvachim? Because of this Rashi. I mean, in other words, the height of average people up to the shoulder is 18 tvachim. And Ramesh doesn't count the head. So, why did he count the head? The Satna Rebbe, he was a big god of the Satna Rebbe. Never mind, I mean, people say, well, he was a Kanoi, and his Kanoyas was Mavri Maudaiti, but he was a Boki Bishas Babu, the Yoshomen, the Shem. I mean, it's very easy to be Mavati. I mean, I don't accept his Psochim in the Gaal of Israel, because there he was already had his preconceived decision, and then he tried to find it out, Pialoch. It's not that he came to these conclusions, you know, objectively, but like this, he was another Mgadu. He was another Mgadu. So he said, the Satna Rebbe says, why 18 Tvachim? Either 10 Tvachim or Dalet Amis. And it seems to be a very strong time. He's very strong. Oh, I tell you. So, Ishtakar soli, bo yisim em yorim dom amar vorim tisha vikatera stefa, harei kanyu dubira di choltume di mikla di meiti stulte miliu di choltume melera, ishtakar domayu mi yuda vekoye di ligma meishe. Why don't we say that just as Meishe was unusually tall, so that of him also, why, on what basis? Because tallness is something genetic, so it's in the genes. And they were close relatives. So it's very likely that the other Levim were also very tall.
Rabban
so
Levi himself. Levi himself.
Okay, all right. Dilmo, so the Gemara says, Dilmo Moishe Shani, Yom Amar, in Ashkimo, Sheiro El Chochom, Giber Di Oshir Ubal Kim. So maybe, you know what? Now, from this Gemara, there is a kasha in the Rambam. The Gemara says, in Ashkina Shiro, El Chochom Gibir Yosher Bokim. But the Rambam, in Ashkina Pokim, in the Sigat Torah says that it is not Kipshit. But when it says, of course, Chochom is Kipshit. Gibir means, his own Gibir Akivish is Yitzchak. Oshia means, his own Oshia. Hasamea b'chalkei. Balkeima means the man of stature, you know, spiritual stature. Spiritual, moral stature. You know, that's certain people who are very moral, spiritual.
Honorable.
No, no, that's not a question of honorable. I mean, of spiritual stature, balkeima. But from this memory, it appears that it's kipshute. Not on a spiritual level, on a moral level. So, but that's no kasha. Now let's see the Rosh Hashanah. In Shmini Pokim is in the second. And it's all about the Rambam says in Sira here. Zayin with the Seate Allah. We see the Hadas Leda Shokil Minabe is Neodom. The Nambu Holo Al Chochum Godu Bichochmo Gibia Bimideiso. The Lo Yitzrim is Gaber or Vido Bela. El who is Gaber Vidaiti Al Yitzri Tony. Who Baldeo Rehobo Nechena made. Odom Shomulo Bicholamidi Sailu. Sholem Bigufi. She comes with powers, but he says, "Give up my day, so he's given double." So in other words, not keep shooting, but from this glory that appears is keep shooting. But it's really there's the cash, but it's really not a very strong cash. Oh, the Mishnah is the cash. Yeshlim al Rabbeinu Lomol Yiskia, give up Bikeach, the Oshia, the one of these people dropping. They don't appear to us near in a shino shero or a hochum gibe wash of our kimo. The least chemicals are a pain. They don't give any character. But I don't think it's such a strong cast. It is true, primarily when Chazal say in a shino shero. It's not kipshit. It's gibe akivish is yitzchay. Osher asamei abechalkei. Balkeimo who has high spiritual stature, moral stature, you know, and not narrow. Sometimes a person might be great, but he's narrow. He's not a balkeimo. He's narrow. You can find geniuses who are narrow. They're not balkeimo. It's nothing to do with an IQ. One can have an IQ of 180, like Einstein. So, but he might be now, he's not about him. And sometimes a person can have a relatively low IQ, 120, let's say, and be about him. One has nothing to do with the other. So according to the Rambam, it means primarily not kipshut, but it means spiritually, morally, intellectually. And spiritual stature, you know. But the Rambam himself discusses it in one book. There is a connection. I mean, all psychologists know, write about it. There is a connection between physical low stature and intellectual low stature. There is a connection. When a person is very, very short, extremely short. He becomes frustrated and maybe it interferes with his spiritual stature. There is a connection. And there is a raya from the Gemara that Osher means Mamesh, he has to be well to do. Why? Not Chas v'Sholem. That this is a prerequisite, Chas v'Sholem. I mean, wealth, it doesn't mean wealth. I mean that. Having a sufficient income is has shown That was the clear chas v'sholem. But if a person is poor, impoverished, can't make a living, then he has to struggle. So it interferes with the Samaya B'chalke too. Primarily, Osher is Samaya B'chalke. Somebody is a billionaire, but he's always unhappy. So he's a poor man. But if a person is poor, he doesn't make a living, so how can it be? So easy to be Samaya B'chalke. When he doesn't make a living, so Mele, that's why the Gemara mentions, says that Moshe Rabbeinu was unusually tall, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the Kfir Anoshi. The Rambam says it in Perek Chayim. Not only was Moshe the greatest throughout the generations, Atziv Kaladeres in Ivoi. That's one of the Ikra Ivoi. Adin Kalambim. But Moshe Rabbeinu was attained the maximum of intellectual and moral perfection that can be attained by any human being. And when the Rambam describes the Melech HaMashiach, so he says that he'll be Chocham Kishleimei and Korev Linvorsi Shal Moshe, because there is no one like Moshe, and there'll never be one anyone like Moshe. Never be like. And then what you say, you'll hear, you know, about Musa, maybe in some story, that everyone can be tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't accept it, Kipshute. Anyone who says it, Kipshute, he says a lot of nonsense. He doesn't mean that anyone can be tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. It's nonsense. That's the biggest nonsense. But you find that expression. What it means is that Moshe Rabbeinu galvanized his potential. He galvanized his potential. So every person that's clear of Chofshis is free to galvanize his potential. But someone who is not Moshe Rabbeinu does not have the potential of Moshe Rabbeinu. So when we say, if you find that expression, that can be tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, it means just as Moshe Rabbeinu was able to galvanize his potential, so every person can galvanize his potential, but not chas v'sholem that every person can do everything. That's nonsense. That's the biggest nonsense, and I don't care who says it. As a matter of fact, it's even a repugnant idea to say that. You can hear it from certain rabbonim, they think that it's fun to talk that way. But it's the biggest nonsense. When the Shemim say to Moshe Rabbeinu, they mean that every person is free to galvanize his potential, be the biggest tzaddik according to his potential, but there is a limit. There is a limit. So, just like Moshe Rabbeinu galvanized his potential, so every person can galvanize his potential. Anyway, and the Rambam discusses in the Nivuchim, he says there is a connection between physical vigor and spiritual vigor. If a person is physically weak, sickly, and so on, he cannot galvanize his potential. So Mele, the Gemara says, true, that primarily it means Gibeah Kevishes Yitzvay. Primarily it means Osher Samaya B'chalke. Primarily it means Balkemo, spiritual stature, the moral stature. But, since there is a connection between the physical state and the moral state of a person, so Mele, it's a raya that Moshe Rabbeinu was very tall to. That's why, that's what I mean. Alright, now. Omar Rav Mishum Rav Chiyye, Hameitzi Maso Bishabes Al Reishi Chayef Chatos, Shechein Anshi Hutzal Eisim Kein. So if somebody is Meitzi Maso on his head, is Chayef, well, it's not, the Maskon is not like that. Shachin Anshi Hutzal Eisim Kein. The Anshi Hutzal Hubedown. they are not typical of the general practice of people. Only somebody who is a resident in Utsa. So it's Kidah Hamitsi. But even that is not the fine master. Fifty battle date, it's a god. Eli Yitma or Hitma. Hameitsi, Masal Reishi Potter. Even Anshutzal is better. Even the children of Anshutzal is a king. The Flodite is a Kolodom. And the Roman Marash is a Kondorm Anshutzal. For your names in Kadimai, the Yana Hashem is in your dying. Now, here Tesla says, what the Hashem is a king. Tesla says, that's the days on base. Even the children of Anshutzal is a king, but the lights of Kolodom. Mashma the last name of the Batlataitan. So we see from this Gemara that we apply the concept of Batlataitan not only in regard to a single person. In other words, if a certain person adopts a certain bizarre, unusual practice, he carries on his head. First of all, but what I thought of, even that person is better. He's a bizarre person. But maybe when the residents of the whole town adopt an unusual practice, we don't say but what I thought. The whole town is more than a single person. So you see from this Gemara that we apply the concept of but what I thought of not only in respect to a single person who acts in a bizarre way, even in respect to a whole town. Its residents acting now. Mash padalas na mo me perdaiton. Di chink di moaldi for chol perish po chol maaldi di poli chol bodla be rubi daume. Chol bodla is a whole country, but there are many other countries. It's only one country. So we still say what it is for. In caution, felt chobies, gabi shol bis minashi o yeseicht in the remaining. Upo bis minashi abe rubi daume. ומשאו מהם, והפנן המקיים, קייצי מקרם, שאיסו ישחייב, שאכן בערבים מקיים קייצי מגמליהם. Now this has to do with the Yisra of planting climb. But the Yisra of planting climb implies not only an Yisra to plant the Yodayim climb, that was to take, let's say, a grape, a vine, and the zero, and to put them in the ground. Of course, that is awesome. But there is an insight into the kind of climate. The kind of climate, in other words, if I own a vineyard, then a certain person comes in and he says to me, well, you know, I want to plant a vine and a keto zero. Oh, he says, oh, you're such a wonderful person. And then it grows. So he's also, because he was Mikhail Klein, as long as it was Michal. Of course, if somebody comes into, a trespasser comes into my vineyard, and against my will, you know, he plants something, and when it sprouts forth, I immediately try to pluck it out, then I'm not able. It's not Michal, so it's not even considered. I'm not even considered in Kai. Kai means if I maintain it. If I maintain it voluntarily, not if I maintain it because I can't help it. So there is a Nisar to be in Kai. So it's Nisar arises. So now there the Gemara discusses the Gabi Shabbos, not why. So the Gemara says, that the Gemara says that schite, now there are two kinds. There is a schite that is a torode of blood. That schite of might, let's say a red cloth, if you bring out the water. So then you wash it, you clean the cloth. Then there is a sticker like Sechel Zeisim Banam. When you squeeze out the oil from the olives or the juice from the grapes. So the Yachai, that he told me of Mifarik, of Dosh. So the Gemara says, that based on not only Zeisim Banam, but let's say the name, let's say to squeeze out the juice of pomegranates of a name in his mutter, because it's not the derech of people, so it's mutter even the rabbonah. It's not the derech of people to squeeze out juice of pomegranates. I don't know, the people today sell all kinds of juices. Juice, apricot juice, all kinds of juice. Is there such a thing, this pomegranate juice? Is there such a thing? No. Okay. So even today, it's not the derech of people to squeeze out the juice from the name. So, the Gemara says, Deisha Menashe, how you say it in the name? Or you say it in the name? Upolir Beis Minashe have a hube daume umshanei that man hamikayim kates in the kelem. So in other words, the Gemara at first wanted to say that it's also for, because Beis Minashe were accustomed during the week to squeeze out pomegranate juice, so for them it involved an Isar stick, because why is it different than Tisim Anam? So for ordinary people, so it's not a derech to squeeze out juice of pomegranates. But this natural certain family was an affluent family. They had a lot of remaining, so they like to drink pomegranate juice. So the more I wanted to say it first, it should be awesome. So the Gemara refutes that. No, it's not awesome. Because by true, they are accustomed. But they are not the average person. They are not totally down. So the Gemara says, no. That the Machshon said, no. Vis-a-vis themselves, they can be considered as Rubi Daum. For example, we see Hamikayim Kates in the Kerem. So is Eda. In other words, if somebody maintains thorns in a vineyard, it's not a derech to plant thorns in a vineyard. But in Arvia, in Arabia, so it is derech, because in Arabia, they had camels, even today, the Arabs. So the camel is the basis of the economy. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says, Shubhas Daf Samech Vov, the halacha is, in the Gemara, that there is Takodas again, but within the Gemara, an Isha cannot be given the Ksuvah from the Talmud, only from Kakoris. But in Arabia, in Arabia, so an Isha can be given the Ksuvah from the camel. Why is the camel such a yachsi? Because in Arabia, it is the basis of the economy. Even today, I was 2 years ago, I was in Israel. So I saw me as a Shia in the Taraskia, I mean, that's in the Muslim quarter. So I was there, it's like 2,000 years ago, same, no change. The camel is still the basis of their economy. The camel. In old Yerushalayim, in the Muslim world, the same thing. So since it's the basis of the economy, so Mele, Elisha can be given the Ksura from the camel. Because of that, the Rosh says that the beginning of the Sakin, that the Isha or any Malvin can come to tell to him. So the Rosh says it's not on the basis of the business. It's needed more because the situation changed. This man Chazal, so the basis of the economy was kakoyis, real profit. And when a person lent money to another person, he placed his reliance on the real property that the labor possessed. Another mitalton, but mitalton, you can hide, you can give away, and so he didn't. That was not considered a security. But today, since most people don't even own real property, but they own chattels, recalculating. So melee recalculating is the basis of the economy as much as kakoyis. So it's like a camel in army. So it's not on the basis of hefka bez hefka. Because the situation changed, so it's like a gomul be'avi, anyway. So here the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, Paul, because the Asher, the Obed Aumen, Shanei, that vis-a-vis themselves, it is Obed Aumen. The Tanya and Kain Kitz mi Kerem, so is Eben. Shechim be'avi, and Kain Kitz mi Malay. So in any other country, it's not Eben, because who needs it? It's not a practice of people. But in Arabia, they had many camels, and that was the basis of the economy. So in Mele, he's either the Israel of Mikhail Klein, Ikarme. So here too, since the Menashe were accustomed every day in the week to squeeze out the juice of pomegranates, so he's either the Israel of Shrit. So the Gemara says, no, he's not either. Even this Menashe wouldn't be there. Why? Because Arabia is a whole country. It's a whole country. But this Menashe is a single family. So in other words, we see the poor Chumidome, Albi, Astel, Hochem, but a Deitze Glodom. So the Gemara in effect says that but a Deitze Glodom we only say in regard to a single person or a single family. But Menashe is down to a whole town or a whole country. And here the Gemara says the reverse, that even in regard to a whole town and Shehutza, so they cannot constitute their own criterion, what is usual, what is not usual, but it's a whole town. The Yeshlema, the Hosom, Hoshim, Mina Gavie, the Choleilom Nami, Moyolem, Maulima, the Nami Mikai. Avo bis nashi de khat gabre bot du deite avo gab de khoyelom i moye lem de mei mal de yo you say khatin this is makes a distinction. He says when does the Gemara say that there is a difference between a single person and a whole city? That a single person, so even in regard to himself, he cannot be the criterion for his own practice, that, but in a city, so then in regard to themselves, it can be the criteria. That's in the case where the people in a certain town, in a certain country, act differently, not because they are bizarre, but because their circumstances are different. Of course, in all the other countries in the world, where the camel is another basis of the economy, some may say it's not a derech to plant thorns. Who plants thorns? It's a strange way, you know, to plant thorns. But in Arabia, where the camel is the basis of the economy, and the camel meat thorns his father, I mean, that's the food for the camel. Some melee, they need a lot of thorns, so they plant thorns. Suppose any other country, any other town, the people would be subjected to the same circumstances, that the camel would become losing of that kind. We would do the same thing. So melee, when the whole town, on account of the peculiar circumstances to which it is subjected, acts in a certain way, so then we don't say Potradatis, because if all the other people in all the other towns, in all the other countries, would be subjected to the same circumstances, they would act similarly. So melee, we can't consider that practice, that town is bizarre. Mashain came when it's a single person, even so they always say prototypes for Adam, even if the circumstances are such that if all the other people had been subjected to the same circumstances, they would do the same thing. But since only a single person is subjected to these peculiar circumstances, we still say prototypes for Adam. Why is this national? Why were they accustomed to squeeze out the juice of a man? Because they were very affluent, very affluent. And melee, they had an excess of the man, and they had to do something with it. You know, they can't keep up all the. So they had to use some of the man for juice. You can't keep on eating the man all the time. So some of the men they ate and some of the men they used for Jews. If everybody else in Eretz Yisrael or whatever had been as affluent and had the same excess, abundance of the men as this family, they would do the same thing. So since only one single person or one single family is subjected to the peculiar circumstances, so then we still say prototypes for it. But if a whole city would be subjected to peculiar circumstances, and everybody else in any other city, had they been subjected to the same circumstances, they would act the same way, then we don't say prototypes for it. That stays. Is there a more illusion here, maybe not?
Kedushin, huh?